That would be great.
So that would be a way for him to just catch up, listen in, dial in,
right,
and you know, get the call. So, well, let's start with your agenda first, and want to determine if there's anything on your mind in particular that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you know what? I would love your input on this, Curtis, because
okay.
You know, because one of the things that, you know, in terms of now today, you know, we're at 7.0 action plan and moving down, you know, the homework.
Sure.
The COIs, you know, the thing is, I've identified two of these that I want to. So I brought, you know, some accountants. So I'm trying to, you know, basically work with the accountants and get accountants moving. So it's like,
okay,
if I bring them someone, then how do I, you know, because I don't know these people that well. One I do,
okay,
Donna, and we've signed a partnership agreement with her. But
okay,
it's just, what's the best way to, because I've got an accountant who I want to have be a COI, got him
okay
into a situation in New Jersey that's working out very well. So do
okay
I go back to him and say, I'm glad it's going well, let's get together and meet and talk a little bit about how we can expand this relationship? Would that help? Is that how to do it?
Yeah, I think you're right on track. The first thing, let's just back up for a moment. Your goal is to have six working COIs, centers of influence.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you should have a folder for each one where
right
you're taking notes. They should
right
be on a regular scheduled call and or meeting. Now,
okay,
what are some of the topics to discuss? You know, and let's kind of, some of them will be similar to what you discuss with clients, which are,
okay,
you know, let me give you an economic overview, an update in terms of where we see the direction of the financial markets,
okay?
And then the second is, you know, I want to further explain, this would be something, the type of client that we like to work with, okay,
mm-hmm,
type of client. And
okay
then the third thing is give them like a success story of something that you've recently done for somebody that they
okay
can relate to, okay?
Okay.
You know, we just you know, recently worked with a client on a reduction of estate taxes and creating a charitable trust for their children. And we
okay
worked with, you know, one of our centers of influence like you, who happened to be an attorney that we've been working with, okay?
Okay.
Now,
uh-huh,
so that would be one. And then the fourth item would be to really discuss the working relationship that, you know,
okay,
what we're working toward, where we're trying to go with our working relationship. Now, let's talk
okay
about that for a minute, okay?
Okay.
We want to be able to work with clients that fit a certain criteria, okay? And so you're going to
okay
explain that to your center of influence. And then the second thing is you want to determine how you might best be able to work with him and help
mm-hmm
him along or
mm-hmm
her.
Right.
And the introduction of your team and an explanation of your client service model.
Okay.
And Supernova.
Right. Okay.
So that they know how these clients are going to be treated. And then the fifth thing I would do in summary, do you
okay
still have the VIPSA script, VIPSA script?
Yes. Sure.
Okay. I would work that script so that they understand how clients will be treated if referred to you. Okay? And
Okay.
you want to know if how clients will be treated if referred to them. What's your process, Mr. Jones? How do you go about it? Now, you're
Okay,
not
so
going to
let me just
cover all of this probably in one meeting, but you're going to work toward that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I need to kind of have something to work towards because to me the initial meeting I've had with these accountants is, tell me, all about you. Because you
Right.
have been highly recommended by one of my clients. So I
Right.
want to learn a little bit more about your practice. I want to learn a little bit more about the type of clients that you're looking for. So it's really been about them and how I can, I'm have people that can use you. So
And the
that's where I
frequency of
am.
contact, I think, is important because, most of them don't really have a service model, okay?
No, they don't. Correct. Yeah.
They may send out one or two newsletters or something a year, but they're not
Okay.
very proactive, would be my guess. And so,
True.
you've got to show them how they can help leverage their business as well. That's going to be
Okay.
extremely helpful.
Okay. Well, then I could, if it's, I think what you just said is important, leveraging their business, because my accountant, Donna, who's downstairs from us, she
Right.
is now working with us. We
Okay.
meet on the third Tuesday at 2 o'clock each month so
Okay.
far. And, because what she wants to do is basically leverage her business into into revenue growth outside
Okay.
of just the tax season. So she's
Right.
bringing people to us because they need help with, wealth management and planning.
Right.
So leveraging is really a good word because she's saying we're so dependent and so lumpy in terms of our revenue. I mean, we're looking to diversify.
Right.
And so that's probably a good play. If I just like the way you said that, Curtis. It's like, how do they leverage their business? Because there's three accountants that I've brought at least one client to.
Okay.
And so now I need to take the next step with them. I've met with them, interviewed them, found out the kind of people they're looking for, and have brought them a client.
Okay.
So now it's establishing regular communication,
That's right.
which would be the next
And
step.
you have to make sure that that's what they want, okay?
Right. How do I make
And
sure of that?
I think you have to ask them, look, these are three or four things I'd like to work with you on. I want to know if that's acceptable to you, if you're comfortable with that. And if you're
Okay.
interested in growing your practice in such and such a space, business owners or what have you.
Okay.
And so that we can have a symbiotic relationship where we're working together, to grow our respective practices. You've got to
Okay.
make sure that that's what they want.
Okay.
Because if not, then you want to take that to somebody who does.
Yeah, I got to move on. It's
That's
like
right.
I've demonstrated that it's, because these are good people that are recommended. That's why I came to
Right.
them. Then I
Okay.
learn about what they offer and therefore have connected them with people that are in my client base.
Okay.
Now the third
Good.
step is like, can we, how would you, would this be acceptable to you, is what you're saying, Curtis, how to approach it.
Right.
This is where I see this moving, but would this be acceptable to you?
Right.
Okay.
You're a
Got it.
coach now. You
Okay.
move from your advisory capacity to now putting on your coach's hat. So
Okay.
now you're going to coach your relationships because
Okay.
look, they don't have this, they don't have any kind of, we tend to move away from sales, But look, they have no idea what features, benefits, closing, what a relationship is. They primarily do the work. So a little bit about what you're going to do is you're going to coach them along. You're going to bring them along, okay? Not to the point where they think that you're acting as if a know-it-all, but that this is a partnering arrangement, a partnership, where we're bringing each other along. There's some things that I want to learn from you, and there's some things that you can learn from me as we continue to grow our practices. And so I would, what I would do if I were you is I would map out a series of 12 sessions of the kinds of things that you can get through and discuss in detail with them. Okay? Now, I've just given you five. Economics, explain the type of client you're looking for, talk about a recent success.
Success story, right?
Yep, success story. Getting into the working relationship,
Okay.
the BPSA model,
Oops.
yep. And then,
Okay.
you can break down Supernova into, one is how to establish this concierge practice, the frequency of contact, okay. Which is basically 12-4-2.
Right.
Kind of the review process that you go through, talk about their review process. Okay?
Okay.
So they begin
Okay.
to model more like what you do over time. They'll take the best that they can use. So there goes eight sessions right there.
Right. I just wrote that down. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So just kind of
Okay.
break it down. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to come up with four other sessions, and I can think about it, but these are just the ones that
But
come off
that's
the
the
top
thing
of
is
my
if you have
mind.
the agendas for the, map out 12 sessions with specific agendas
That's right.
related to the relationship. Okay. Yeah,
And
because I,
always start
part
with
of.
their agenda first. Okay? Start with their agenda. What's on your
Okay.
mind in terms of how we our vision for growing our respective practices. Okay? That's kind of
I
the
like
start
that.
of it.
Yeah. Well, that was one thing that, because today, our assignment starts with 7.0, okay,
Right.
the action plan.
That's right.
And, so I figured I would throw that question to you first because, the acquisition strategy and client acquisition goals, we've got a number of which to choose from. Prospects, COIs, mastermind groups, niche market, community boards, social media, and so there's one of me and then there's Jeremy. And so,
Right.
where am I going to concentrate my efforts first? I've got into the COIs with one
Okay.
already established with regular communications, knowing that the goal is to get to six.
Right.
So does it make, and here's my sort of the follow-on to that, Curtis, is does it make sense to push forward, because if I've got the potential to establish two more, if not three more COIs by the summer, which gets me to four.
Right.
So could a goal be that I'd like to get to six by the end of this year, or is that realistic? What I mean is it almost neglects the other things like mastermind groups and the niche markets because I'm kind of focused on one thing. Does that make
Yeah.
sense?
Yeah, I think you have to. I think you, number one, you have to have an
Hi.
awareness of the client acquisition strategies, but you have to
Sure.
put forth and get closure on certain structural aspects of your business so that you're not trying to do a thousand things at the same time. You got to get these things ramped up individually first.
Yeah, because I figure that because we don't have a team yet, and I'll get to that, but and that's why, and also I'm on a community. I've joined a board, Family and Children's Services down on West Long Branch, so I've got that kind of marked as something I've done. I got to get, but I haven't. And the VIPSA model, I completely believe in that because I'm trying to use that in some of my client meetings now. With a couple of people that I know well. So there are ones that I have, but I figure that the COIs, I want to get good at it. In other words, I want to get good at something and be really confident in a particular acquisition goal or an acquisition strategy, rather than saying I'm going to do all of these at the same time and really be the master of none.
Yeah, I would say the COIs is one, and working personal introductions from your existing client base using the VIPSA model are probably two of the most important. Then from there, you can expand to the mastermind group. Now, let's put this mastermind group in context here for a moment as part of your action plan and see if this idea resonates with you, because I don't want you to have so much on your plate that you can't get the quality done, okay?
Right. That's super
So,
important. Yes.
yeah, so one of the things that you could think about is if you're going after business owners, for example, I want you to think about what that entrepreneur doesn't necessarily have on staff, okay? He doesn't have a CFO, more than likely. He doesn't have somebody that's familiar with all of the changes going on with HR, okay? For example, one of the rules that's happening this year is they're throwing out 1099, and everybody's got to have a W-2. So people who are hiring people as independent contractors, they're going to have a W-2 now. And it's just things like that that are hard for you to just keep up with. So, they need to have the CFO, the HR person, the CPA. Now, in terms of business growth and development, B2B is so big and a web presence. So they need to have somebody that's got great web capability and social media knowledge. So now what you're doing is you're pulling these folks onto your team. They're part of your informal team. And they can be part of a mastermind group, but these are folks that you are going to refer your business owners to. So now, when you look at expanding beyond the accountants and creating this mastermind group, and you might have somebody involved in M&A that understands the buying and selling of businesses. And maybe there's somebody that's affiliated with a very small bank that does, construction lending, business lending, and so now you've got that person in your back pocket. So, and then that person tells you the type of profile that makes a really good credit, the type of people that we need to be referred to. So now this becomes part of your external team. Okay? So, now you're getting this virtual team, which is external, which may consist of folks like this, where if you need to bring to bear on one of your business owner clients an issue or a topic, they are willing to have a conversation, you know, a consulting conversation with no initial fee. Okay. Then if there's an arrangement to be created, then of course they can pay then.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So I want you thinking internal and external.
Got it.
That makes sense?
Got it. Sure. Internal and external. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So that would be enough. Look to, you know, in your action plan, maybe you only bring on two of these people. They can be part of your COI. They could be part of your mastermind group. They could be your de facto external team. And I remember as a financial advisor, before we started calling people COIs, they were just kind of relationships, but we weren't working them. But on every Friday after the workday was over in San Francisco, where I was a producer, one of the guys was kind of the senior guy. He was a Harvard MBA, Harvard undergrad, Harvard law. He was the corporate secretary of Bechtel. Okay? And then the other guy was a Harvard-educated lawyer who also, you know, every Friday night, you know, we had this little thing with our buddies, and he was a partner at a law firm, Jones Hall, Hill & White.
Okay.
Then I had another guy who was MBA, University of Chicago, you know, who basically worked in an executive in corporate finance. And then we had one other guy, which this goes back so far, I can't even remember the last. But anyway, and again, back in those days, there was no such thing as social media. But those were my connections. And, you know, most Fridays, we got together very, very casually, and we talked about the challenges we were facing and in business, and we talked about each other, what we needed, and that sort of thing. And it was these relationships have still been maintained over a 30-40 year time frame. So that's what will happen if you do this. You know, correctly.
That these things just, if you do it correctly,
That's right.
Yeah.
They will become friends. You will go out with them socially. You will have dinner. You will break bread with them. Maybe spouses will come together.
Well, and it's, and I've been part of things like that, that, you know, in here in New Jersey, we would get together and we used to call it the book group. Because we were just looking for an excuse to get out and be with each other. But you had lawyers, you had an executive of Verizon, you had a financial guy with me. Then you had, I think that Mike Walsh is he's a CPA. And so you had all these guys that were different, you know, parts of, you know, we had different occupations.
Sure.
And then what happened was that one of the guys started to invite more people, and it got too big, and it lost its, you know, and then he got, he filed for divorce and moved down to Virginia. And so we're left with some of these guys that didn't really fit well into this group. And then I got the opportunity to buy this company, you know, to move my business to Pennsylvania. So then I couldn't meet regularly. And so the whole thing disbanded. But it was a lot of fun because we met every month. And I'd love to get back to doing something like that, but it's because it could really be something that, aside from talking, that you have a purpose of meeting and just, you know, just sort of let's just talk and have fun. But, you know, there's the point behind the mastermind group is what's going on in your world and how can we help, That kind of
Yeah,
thing.
it's a little more formal with the mastermind group where
Right.
everybody makes a decision on who gets in. Now, some of these
Yes.
things, like Jody Frost down in Texas, years ago, hers was as many as 24 people, and they met on a Saturday morning for breakfast. It was huge. And,
But it was
can you
formal,
imagine
like,
her
yeah.
getting like one referral a month from just 12? Half of the folks?
That's yeah. Yeah,
But
it
you
just
start off
if we
small.
had, yeah, it, but if we had thought about it, like, this is a really good group, and let's make this, work. Yeah, I just think that now that I understand what mastermind groups are, and I look
Right.
back at the situation which was teed up for success, we just didn't know it.
That's right. That's right. And, a mastermind group has to have a vision and a mission. And the mission really is that we work for the self-interest of ourselves and our clients.
Yeah, I and it would be really fun to try to rebuild that.
Yeah, I think, look, advisors like you have a very congenial, friendly, background that draws people anyway. So you take advantage of that leadership ability. So the one thing that you can't do oftentimes is just leave something without a rudder, without a direction, without a focus. And that's what you bring to the table.
Yeah. See, because, and the other thing too is because I'm gone from where, I'm gone each week. And it
Right.
would really, to have a group of friends here, because, I don't get the chance to do it that often. So if we had a regular time to meet on a Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Dublin House,
Right.
and just establish a formal time and a purpose to the group where it's not just, hey, let's just get out of our house and get away from our wives and have some fun. No, there's a
Right.
real sense of purpose behind the group.
Yeah. And then, laugh,
Yeah.
talk, and I mean,
Oh, sure.
make it a little bit of fun. Make it a program of attraction.
Yeah, I just, yeah, because it's just there, I we've already got the people. That, and these groups can be five, right? They don't have to be huge. They can be, four or five, right? I think.
That's right.
It just.
Start off with you, pull in the second one, then the two of you decide who the third one should be, then the three of you
Yeah, there
decide
you
who the
go.
fourth one should be.
Yeah, there you go. Because there's like, yeah. Tom Ladd and
That's
I
how
should
it
sit down
works.
and say, hey, because he's the one that pulls, there are certain of us that say, because he's always pulling, he's the one that pulls everybody together to play golf. He's the one
Okay.
that pulled everybody together to, he's very, very good about that. And I can do the same thing. So it's like, let's recreate this and let's see who we want in. Yeah. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be
Yeah.
fun.
Okay.
It'd be fun. Some of these folks become so close, they end up, taking vacations together.
Well, I could easily see that. We all go away to play golf somewhere,
That's right.
once a
And
year or
then I
something
had
like that. Or
some
we.
that we went to conferences together. And I met, some of my closest friends. We joined a ski group and, we would
There you
go
go.
skiing together. It can be, it can fill the social connection as well as the business connection.
Yeah. Well,
And
that
that's
would
where the
be
real
cool with bringing.
intimacy starts to take place.
Yeah, that was where, we were missing was the billis, the business element and the form and the formality, or
Right.
making it a little bit formal and making it multi-purpose rather than just being social. Why not think about a bigger vision for it.
Exactly. Somebody takes some notes for the minutes, and and that can work. So yeah, I think so that everybody can, you start off with what was old business, and you bring up these were the things that we talked about the last time. These were the things that we said we were going to do in between the last time we met and up to today. Let's check on our progress and go around the table, breaking bread, having dinner, doing whatever you do. And you get the formal part of your business meeting over, and you might expand to a topic. You might invite a guest at one of your sessions to talk about what they do. Not necessarily to join your mastermind group, but you invite them. Joe, you've been practicing law for a long time. Tell us what the nuances are in estate planning and some of the challenges you're faced with. And so now everybody's getting a little bit of education as well. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just we have the social element just combined, the other side of it.
Exactly.
So it's I got so we've got our actions. So going back to we kind of this is back and forth, which is great.
Okay.
The action plan 7.0 was our
Right.
homework.
Okay.
So, just following along what we have here, and so
Okay.
the purpose of the action plan is to turn the team strategies. Well, the thing is, there's just two of us. So the one thing that we have, my task, which in terms of task timing and responsibility, this is Terry. And by
Right.
the end of the year, we need to introduce Envision planning software to every single part of, everybody who's involved with us in Supernova.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the one thing that we need to do because planning is the foundation for all conversations, all agendas going forward. We
Right.
probably, because as you know, we're not at 100 clients, we're a little north of 50. And I would say that about 15 of the 52 have Envision plans finished. I am
Okay.
dead set on finishing that by the end of the year. So it's been, we have a year, the January, just because of batch, what we try to do with agendas that we're talking outlook for the year. But then
Sure.
February, the calls this month have been about Envision. Let's get started. Here's our checklist. Here's what you need to pull together. Here's an
Right.
example of how the software works. So does it make, so if it is a single goal, Curtis, does it make sense to basically the agenda for March and April may be let's continue on this course to finish the plan.
Yeah, in planning, there's several things. One is you're introducing planning, you're getting planning done, and then your plan implementation. And those things will go on forever. Now, what you can do is batch process out your topics.
Okay.
And when I mean batch processing, these are recurrent themes that come out in planning.
Right.
It might be a tax minimization strategy. It might be, hey, we got to look at the titling of your assets. It might be rethinking asset allocation and risk. It might be the fact that you've, altered your retirement date from 65 to 62, and we got to be aware of Social Security integration and how that might impact your overall plan. So you can batch process out the topics. Okay,
My
during the
thinking
course of the
is
year.
right, but I think that to batch out topics, everybody needs to have a plan. Does that
No
make so
question
that's
about it.
yeah, so that's the thing is like we're thinking that batch is by far the best way to go. There's no question about it. It makes it more efficient. But the plan has to be the foundation for those topics. And without a plan, there's no foundation of which to have those discussions. So I am hell-bent on trying to get everybody on a plan so we can then batch, because we're so new to this.
Right.
Am I thinking correctly?
You are thinking correctly. I mean, you've got to, you know, look, it's all part of your service model. It's part of what you communicate. You know, it's planning and plan implementation. And so think about, you know, setting your target for, you know, how many you want to get done in the course of a month. You know, is your goal to try to get, you know, if you get 4 plans done a month, it's going to take you 10 months to get to 40. If it's 5,
that's
it's
exactly
going to take
what
you
50. My number is. Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what my number is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's 4 plans a month.
There you go.
Because that gets us we're at 15, and basically we get to, you know, 4 plans a month, you know, for the next 10 months, we're at 55 plans, and we got 52 people that, you know, we're going to put 2 more, you know, we got 2 new clients that we're putting in. So, yeah, I mean, we will be right there at the end of the year. That's exactly the number that we're looking for, 4 a month.
Okay.
So that is my...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. No,
so yeah,
that's
so
the,
execution,
you know, the
is...
Plan.
Yeah, execution of your action items is the critical thing that we want to, you know, try to maintain. And it just sounds like you're thinking that way now. You're getting specific goals, specific actions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just thinking that, you know, to everybody without a plan, you know, everybody's got specific agendas, and you don't have the ability to really do batch the way you should do batch, you know, agendas and batch processing, because not everybody has a plan yet.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. I just want to make sure
you're going
to
raise your level of efficiency for sure.
Yeah. So that to me is my task for the year to get that done. Jeremy, you know, in terms of plan, you know, the, you know, team hires to, you know, it, because you've got an action plan, the initiative is team needs to hire an additional advisor. So Jeremy's, primary top action plan for the year is identifying candidates for our third employee. And so our goal is by the end of the year is to have that person. Now, his younger brother is one of them. We've got a couple other people that work for local banks, and so we're going to go through the process of identifying candidates and interviewing them and having a goal of hiring them by the end of the year.
Okay.
So, because we want to build out the team. Jeremy's now registered to go out and get clients. So that's his primary agenda or primary.
So you know what you're doing? You're no longer flying by the seat of your pants. You're creating process. You're creating process, and it's deliberate. You know, you're going to deliberately establish new relationships. You're going to deliberately create COIs. You're going to deliberately, you know, have action items that you're working toward, you know, each week. So it's deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to get you to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it helps to have this in front of us because it's a roadmap.
Exactly.
You know, and so we've got, you know, so those are really the two initiatives that we have this year. Bringing somebody in as a new employee and getting everybody on the Envision platform with a plan.
Great. Great.
Because we got this building
good.
Renovation that we're doing, and we're going to
throw that on
June, and so
add that to the mix.
So that, and that's kind of Jeremy's secondary thing is to I said between, you know, having Supernova calls, Supernova meetings, executive summary write-ups, it's a lot, you know, I that's me. So you're going to have to handle the building renovations and dealing with contractors and having your dad help and going to get quotes on carpets, you know, stuff
right.
that just is part of what we have to do this year. So we focused on what are the two things in terms of 7.0 action plan that we really need to focus on and lock in. And I think
right.
you say it's deliberate. It's like everybody
yeah.
has to have a plan and we need a new employee.
Okay. Well, look, I would say, yeah, I think you're right on the money. You know, you're so focused on this stuff now. It's just, it's incredible. It's great.
Well, we're better at it. I can't, you know, we're moving in the right direction. I wouldn't say that we're
yes,
right
you are.
At it, but I would think we're getting there. Because, like, you know, we have the team goal setting, which is 8.0. And,
right.
you know, we finished last year with about a 604, you know, thousand revenue. And I
right.
don't like that. I'm thinking that we need to be at least 15%. We need to be close to 700,000 by the end of this year. We're off
right.
to a good start. Our
good.
Asset, so we figure a 15% metric for revenue growth. Asset growth would probably be somewhere around 8 to 10%, you know, 7 to 9%, because the you know the asset velocity, I think what you're looking for there is
right.
you know we're converting some existing clients over to a fee base, so we have a little bit more of a you know a return on asset goal of high 40s into the mid 50s where it should be. So we've got some
right.
goals there that we've set.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Then lower on the page, you and I started out with COIs and masterminds and community, and that's sort of an overview of, you know, I'm focused on 90 prospects. You know, the thing is, when you first said that, it was like, how the hell are we going to do that?
What's this guy smoking,
direction.
Right?
It's like, how are we going to do this? But you
right.
know what? The thing is, when you start to think about the people that we're talking to, the people that we're starting to bring in as new clients,
right.
you know, the thing is, you know, and once we start to get, you know, really focused and we get comfortable with, you know, the Supernova program and the platform and really
right.
start to develop the COIs and really start to, you know, get better VIPSA, we're going to get to 90. And I think that you had said you kind of want to have a 2-year goal for that. Is that
right? Yeah.
Is that what,
yep.
am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
okay.
you are.
Okay.
You know, because look, all it takes is really 40 people to pretty much give you 2 referrals,
mm-hmm.
and you're there.
Yeah.
You know, your COIs have the ability. 4 COIs can give you 10 names in a year.
Yeah.
You know, that's 80.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, so I don't think that that's going to be much of a problem, but it does require you to devote, you know, a little bit of time to it each week, where you're part of your process is to engage your COIs, to use your VIPSA model, to create your mastermind group.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
and if you do that, it's going to happen.
Well, we've helped ourselves a little bit because we were so dead set on getting people on a call schedule that we
right.
had people, not a whole lot, we had people kind of scattered random throughout the day. So
right.
we got the afternoon people to the morning. So now we've got all our Supernova calls in the morning,
okay,
which frees
good.
Up the afternoon. So we've gotten a little bit better at having an efficient day
okay.
in terms of calls in the a.m., marketing
okay.
and outside meetings in
okay.
the afternoon. So we're better at that.
Okay.
A little bit
good.
More efficient.
Good. Well, look, I think this is probably kind of enough for today. Finish
mm-hmm.
up your 7.0 and your 8.0 and move
mm-hmm.
through your plan at, you know, as you can. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, once you're done, share the entire thing with me. It's going to be your working guidepost, you know, for, you know, tracking your progress.
Okay. Yep. I'm with you.
Okay. And,
yeah,
yeah. And anything else that you want to talk about, relative to execution or process, I'm there for you.
Thanks, Curtis. No, I it yeah, I'm glad you're I'm glad you're on board with us, because it can get a little helter skelter sometimes, but it's a process. I mean, we're not going to be instantly
Yes,
great at this, but we are getting better at it.
it
We're finding that it gives us focus. Our
is. Right.
clients really like it, especially with what the market's done the last 2 days. Having the ability to talk on a regular basis is
That's right.
something that they're we're our the feedback is really quite good.
Good.
So yeah, you know,
You're
we're
building that
just
bank of
we're
trust.
well, we're just getting better at it too.
Yeah.
You know, and that just comes with time. But the good thing is that we've got the plan,
Right.
which is what this
You do.
is. So
You do.
yeah, good call today, Curtis. I thanks, and you know,
Okay.
we recorded it so Jeremy can listen in on it. And
Absolutely.
how are things with you? How are you doing?
Well, things are going really, really well. I want to thank you for asking. It was tough, getting through Thanksgiving and
I'm sure,
Christmas
yeah.
and New Year's without my lovely wife, who I will always love and miss. But I tell you, I'm doing some interesting things. Number one, I am working out like a fiend. So,
You said that the
in the
last time.
mornings, yeah, I am, I'm good for 5 days, 5, 6 days a week. I'm doing an hour of cardio. I'm doing 50 minutes of strength training. In the morning, what I do, which is a really good exercise, is I read a daily devotional, just for spiritual health. I say my prayers and give my thanks, and I write in a journal, just observations, things that I'm
That's
feeling,
awesome.
and I find that to be, I have not skipped a day since the 27th of September last year. So every day I
So when
take some notes.
and so when those notes can be extensive, or they can be short, or they can be
Any
anything,
way
but you
you want to
do it.
lay it out, anything that
Okay.
you've experienced, any observations, anything that you've read that resonates with you. One of the topics I wrote about the other day is, things like humility and contentment and being able to just stop, take a breath, and be thankful for the abundance of life that you're receiving. And so those are things that have really, helped me. Just when I thought, hey, look, I've been around a long time, there's nothing else I can learn, there's more for me to learn, more for me to know.
I
And that's
read
how I'm
somewhere
approaching life.
recently that writing a journal on a daily basis is amazing in how it brings clarity to purpose. Would
Yes.
you agree with that?
I totally agree. I wrote my purpose in my journal, and I wrote it as my purpose is to inspire, to help motivate, so people can see goodness in their lives. Now, notice that it's not a purpose where, oh, I got to make more money. I got to get more clients. It's something that's bigger than I am right now.
You're giving.
And so that's kind of how I've articulated my purpose.
Yeah. It's giving. Yeah.
Yes,
That's awesome.
absolutely.
Yeah. That's good, Curtis. I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, you went through a
Boy,
tough,
last
you
2019 was a
know,
tough one for the man
experience.
here. The triple bypass, and 4.5 months later, my wife passes away from metastatic cancer, and I mean, if you knew my wife, she was attractive, vivacious. No way did she look her age. She had a smile that would light up a room, and you would not know up until the last few months that she was ill. You just would not know it. So what you got to do sometimes is you've got to, think about your blessings, that you were blessed to spend 40 years with someone, and what that meant to you, and how you want to try to live in peace and harmony the rest of your life. So, look, you just had the birth of a son, of a grandson, and in addition to how hard you work, just take some time to smell the roses. People say
I'm
that,
with you on that. Yeah.
but I really, really mean it, 'cause you can't get that time back. You cannot get it back. So, so be mindful of that, and enjoy life.
Very, very good advice, Curtis.
All right,
Indeed.
my friend. Well, look,
All
I
right, and
will talk
Curtis.
to you soon. Thanks for
Yeah.
asking.
Next
All
month,
righty.
and just you're super helpful. I can't thank you enough, Curtis. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk next month.
Okay, great. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, be well, Curtis. Thanks. Bye.